Item 2, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. This item was considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and at its meeting on July 16, 2014, that committee recommended receiving and placing this item on file. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. Before I get into the waiver reports, again, we have two formats, the current format and the new format, but I just want to briefly just give you an indication of what we're doing in our department. I'm Director Norris with the Department of CBDP. And what we do when we get these requests, we are thoroughly going through them to see if there is any opportunity to have participation. And if not, then they are placed on this item. I am really glad to report today that over the last 6 months, departments have been working in a collaborative way. We've been involved up front and seeing opportunities that these waiver reports would go down. And so with that said, let's get into the waiver report for the month of May. For the month of May, we saw total contracting dollars a little bit less than $8.2 million. Of that amount, contracts without DBE participation accounted for about $4.2 million, which represent 51.5% of the contracts that did not have DBE participation. I will ask that you look at the table and what accounts for that large percentage, as you see, and this is an ongoing discussion. The latter, the lower part of the table is associated with grants. And again, we look at all these opportunities. We look at grants to see if they should be counted into the waiver calculation. So we see for the period of for May of 2014, about $2.8 million are associated with grants. And so as we move forward with these reporting, we see there's opportunities where in the future we can minimize the number of waivers. With that said, as we look at the new format that you have before you, and I'll just read what's on the table, I mean the report again. Again, for the month of May, we have a little less than $8.2 million of contracting that was done. Of that, $4.2 million was without participation, which accounts for about 51.5%. However, as we look at these contracts that were let and taking them out of the waiver calculation, although still identifying them, we see a significant drop. Those contracts that have waivers is a little less than $1.3 million, accounting for 15.64% of those contracts for the month of May that have waivers. And so I just turn your attention to actually the dashboard, the pie charts that we see here. And then you can see that in the pie chart that the departments that accounted for the waiver calculations, about 47% is the combined court-related, and the other 46% is alternative to incarceration. The remaining 7% is spread out of the other other departments. And where we'd like to go with the waiver reports in the future is that we see these as opportunities. And what we're doing now is going back to 2009 and looking at all the waiver data and including that in there, signing NAICS code with them, comparing the NAICS codes of our businesses to see if there's any opportunity. We want to do a side-by-side comparison. And given the budget, capital budget going in the future, we want to be ahead of the curve and look at opportunity, discuss these opportunities with our businesses and try to gear them up to be in the pipeline so that these waiver numbers will go even further down and create an opportunity. So if there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to address them.
Committee? All right, looks like we are good, and I know we appreciate the depth of information to make sure that we're doing things right way. And then Supervisor Johnson, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move to receive and place on file this report so that all members of the board may get and may receive it.
Excellent. I have a motion to receive and place on file. No other comments from committee. We will go ahead and take that vote. Madam Clerk.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 nos. The motion to recommend receiving and placing on file item 2 prevails.
Thank you, Director. And we will also, in the future, receive the new format of the reports, I believe. So it's definitely a better change that we've had since the older report. Madam Clerk, please call item 3.